Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, winners. All over the world, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I'm so happy today to have you again. And I want you to understand you are a winner. As long as you tune into this radio show, you are a winner. And I want you to also understand that whatever you call yourself, that is who you are. Today I have something so special for you. It's a master key. If you apply this key, things will become very easy for you. Are you listening to this radio show today? I call it a master key. This is the master key. When you apply it, you will see for yourself that all things are possible to them that believe. Every successful man has applied this key and it has worked. So it's a proven key. And this is the key of mastermind. There is a power in mastermind. Mastermind, Napoleon Hill defines it as, the mastermind may be defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. That is, having two people together that has the same mind like you. They call it mastermind. Two people that looked at a purpose, they say, this is what we want. This is what we want, and it will definitely happen. So that is why it's good for you to have positive people as your mastermind. You form a group, and you said, look, this is what we want to achieve. This is our purpose. And as you form that group, there's a spiritual force that comes in to assist you. Do you understand? Positive-minded people, you want to invent a thing, you want to build a team, you want to grow a team or to grow a dream or to grow a vision, you bring people together that has the same mind. Maybe one person, maybe three, maybe 50, maybe 100, whatever. As long as these people have the same mind with you, your dream or that purpose will definitely come to pass. Do you understand? That's why most of the times you have been advised that you should have your wife as your mastermind. If your wife really loves you and she understands your purpose, both of you rub minds together, you know, put heads together. I want to understand there's a spiritual force that will come in and assist you to attend or to bring your goals to pass. Do you understand? Winners all over the world. You cannot, I know some people who say, yeah, it's easy to make it alone. But I want you to understand, in this journey of success, you don't need to go alone. You need someone to go with you. Don't be greedy. The problem you see, the problem we have today on this earth is that people are so greedy. They want to eat alone. They want to become sole proprietor. They want to eat the whole money alone. They want to enjoy the whole things alone. No, you don't need to go like that. You need help somewhere. You need somebody to work with you. So that's why mastermind is very, very important. That's why Napoleon Hill defines it as is the coordination of knowledge. Coordination of knowledge. Knowledge of others too with your own knowledge. Combined with your own knowledge. So it is a combination of knowledge and effort. Other people's effort. You may not be an accountant. You may not be you may not know much about accountant, but you can bring somebody who knows much about account to work with you. As long as the person understands your purpose, as long as the person understands where you are driving to, that's what we are talking about. You explain yourself. You make people to understand your dreams so they can work with you in harmony. In harmony talks about being positive. Do you understand? Are you listening to me today? You want your family to be organized. You can always make your wife as your mastermind to work with you in your family. You don't need to hide things from your wife. You don't need to hide things from your husband. You need to explain yourself. That's why communication is very, very important in mastermind. When you can communicate well with your wife, when you can communicate with your children, communicate well, you discover that things become very easy. Success begins to flow in an easy form. It's only when you begin to hide things. That's why I still believe that it's very easy to live a perfect marriage. It's very easy. If only we can really understand ourselves, communicate. Communication is very, very important in the family. So I'm not just sticking to the family. I just know family is the basis of the success. It's like a foundation. If you are married, the way you live your life in your home matters a lot when it comes to the mastermind. If you can't take care of your home, I don't know how you can take care of people. If you can't say things to your wife or to your family or to your husband, how can you bring people together and still and trust them to tell them, trust them to work with you? So a lot of people don't even trust themselves. So you really need to open up. Mastermind is a great force to success. You want to achieve your dreams, you need to form a mastermind. And when you form a mastermind, you got to communicate. You got to open up. Let people see your dreams so that they can work with you to achieve that dream. Do you understand? Are you listening to me? In a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose, there must be a purpose. There must be a reason of doing a thing. You got to bring out a definite purpose. This is what I want to achieve. And this is why you are bringing these brains, this knowledge, these people together so that we can achieve this goal. Do you understand? That is how it is. Even Jesus Christ, you see, I like to use the Bible because this is the greatest book that has ever existed on earth. It is life himself. Jesus himself, when he comes to this earth, he knows that he doesn't need to walk alone. He doesn't need to reveal, he needs people. That's the first root of mastermind. That's where you need to understand what mastermind is. Jesus came onto this earth. He said, okay, I don't need to preach alone. I don't need to do miracles alone. I don't need to affect the life of the entire world alone. Let me have 12 disciples. That's how he did it. Then he walked with his 12 and was able to win the entire world. Everywhere, Jesus is everywhere. You see, his miracles have been known. This is what you need to understand about mastermind. You want to be successful, you want to make it in a quick, instead of you to wait 20 years to make it in life, you can make it in 5 years, you can make it in 3 years, you can make it in 2 years. If only you can have someone around you, someone that is positive, someone that understands your dream and work with you. Like Jesus Christ, he brought the 12. He tried everything and made sure he induced them and made sure they understand what he was, what his missions are. What is your mission in your family? Do your wife really understand your mission? Do your husband really understand your mission in your family? Do your members in the church really understand your mission or your vision? Do they understand it? Do your assistant that is working with you, do he really understand what is your mission? Sometimes people are so careless. That's why they have problems. You see, in a lot of churches that they shamble, in a lot of companies, there's a lot of trouble everywhere. Why? Because there's no understanding. Because the Bible even says good understanding procures favor. Good understanding. If your wife understands you well, I want you to understand there will be peace in the family. Even if your children, even understands you well, there will be peace in your family. If your assistant in the church really understands your vision, understands you well without hiding things, I want you to understand there will be peace in the church. If your elders understands you, do you understand? Mastermind. I'm not saying you should bring everybody. There are certain set of people you should take time, select them to be in your inner circle, even like Jesus Christ. Do you remember he had, after having his 12, he still brought out some certain set of people. Peter, James, and John was in his inner circle. Those people in his inner circle should be able to understand your vision because they are the people that will be able to tell others about your vision so that they can be able to walk with you. It is very, very important. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, Jesus said, "Again, I said unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven." He still talks about mastermind. If two people shall agree in harmony, Amplified Bible said, "Again, I said to you that if two believers on earth agree, that is, are of one mind in harmony about anything they ask within the will of God, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Two people understanding a purpose, coming together and agree. Jesus said, when you ask, the spiritual force, the spiritual power will back you up and make it to happen. There's a spiritual power that believes in harmony. And the harmony, how the Bible interprets harmony, is love. When you are in love, when you guys have one mind in love, then when you ask anything, the spiritual force will bring it to pass. That's what it's telling you. So you don't need to struggle for it to come to pass. But because those two spirits rush mind together, a force will just come in and make those things to happen. So you see what Napoleon Hill is saying? You see what the Bible is saying? It is real. Confirmation. So when you want to form a mastermind group, you now choose certain people. You choose the right people. Right people with positive mind, not the people that will come in and say, they will always disagree. There are people that will come in and want to disagree with you. They want to oppose you in everything. Those are not the real people. The real people, when it comes to mastermind, is they are all in the same mind, understanding themselves. You know, they said, this is what we want to achieve. And as they put it forward and believe within themselves that we are going to achieve this goal, you see, a lot of things will come in and begin, ideas will begin to come in from different sources. Ideas will come in and do what? And perfect what they want to do. Do you understand? I want you to understand, whatever the mind of a man, according to Napoleon, he said, whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Do you understand? It can achieve. It can achieve. Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Form a mastermind group. If you really want to make it easily, there are things you can do. I still say it. There are things you can do. There are people that are good in mathematics. You may not be good in maths. You bring those people that are good in math to help you move forward. Every successful man that has ever existed have applied these rules, and it works. And it works. The Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 34, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." That is talking about the spiritual. So as long as that two or three people gather in his name, they gather together in his name, that they have one purpose, is in the name of Christ, then he said he is there. The spiritual backup is there. The miracle maker is there. So what are we really talking about? We're talking about forming a mastermind group. People that have the same mind, the same understanding, the same purpose. They said, this is what we want. It may just be two. It may just be three. It may just be a brother or a sister who really value your dream, who really understands what you really want. I know that, yes, for sure, I'm with you. I'm going to support you. Those are the kind of things we're talking about. Do you have such kind of people in your life that is ready to support your dreams? Those people that is always encouraging you, whatever they tell them something, they say, look, you can make it. It can be real. Don't worry, I'll back you up. Those are the real people in your life. Do you understand? Napoleon says that this idea of mastermind was introduced to him by Andre Carnegie. When he was introduced to him, Andre Carnegie made him to understand that he had 50 men with whom he surrounded himself for. the definite purpose of manufacturing and marketing steel. He surrounded himself with 50 men. These 50 men were ready to die with him. They said, look, we are going to work with you for you to achieve your goal, for you to make it in this life. Whatever you have brought down to us is our own. He said, Mr. Carnegie Master Mind Group consisted of a staff of approximately 50 men with whom he surrounded himself for the definite purpose of manufacturing and making steel. He attributed his entire fortune to the power he accumulated through his mastermind. This mastermind made him, they supported him until he became rich. He was a very rich man, if not the richest man in America at that time. But he didn't say, no, I made it myself. No, he attributed, he took the praise to those people. He said, these were the 50 men that helped me, that made me achieve my dream. Do you understand? And I want you to understand, you can make it. You can make it. We are not going to spend much time on this, but I want you to understand, you just have the choice. Go around, look around. Who is the person you think is ready to support your dreams? Who is the person you think that really wants you to succeed? You can always employ. You can always bring those people into your life. Henry Ford, we discovered that according to the right of Messrs. Henry Ford, even his wife was his first mastermind. His wife was the first mastermind of Henry Ford. The wife said, look, I'm going to support you in everything you are going to do. And as time goes on, Henry Ford discovered that mastermind is so important. He went further and made friends with Thomas Edison and three other persons that made him a great person. He wasn't rich, he was poor. But when he now made this mastermind, he became rich. When he made this mastermind, he became successful. Do you understand? So mastermind principle is very, very important in every aspect of our life. Whether it's in our family, building up our family, whether it's building up our workplace, whatever aspect or whatever area of life, forming up a mastermind group is very, very important. It is telling you that you have to bring people along to work with you to achieve a particular goal. Like I told you about your family, your wife is very important. You see, why do I like talking about family? Because family is very, you see, in our world of today where people get married within 24 hours, they get divorced. This is the world we are living today. People get married in the next 72 hours, they are not married again. But they choose to have boyfriend, girlfriend in the next 6-7 years. But when they get married, they divorce. Why? Because they do not understand this principle of marriage. Do you understand what I'm telling you? When you are married, the issue of alone is not there. You are now, two is now becoming one. So you don't hide anything from your wife, or wife don't hide anything from your husband. Spouse got to open up themselves. Then you discover the very moment the family begins to, one person begins to hide something, that is where the problem happens. That's where the problem is. I'm telling you. And immediately that kind of issue happens, I'm telling you, the center cannot hold. The center cannot hold. So we can make up a perfect family if we see our spouse as our own mastermind. Do you understand? Can you listen to this radio program today, this radio show today, and pick something good out of it, learn from it, and grow with it? The Bible says that the woman will come from his father's house, from his father's house, and join with the man, they will become one flesh. I'm making you understand that you are one flesh. One flesh means nothing is hidden, everything is exposed. Communication should be there. As I listen to you, you also need to listen to me. We got to put our heads together. We got to put our brains together. If we need the spiritual force to work with us, if we need God to come into our family, if we need the Spirit of God, if we need the Spirit of God to come into our business, if we need the Spirit of God to come into our company, if we need the Spirit of God to come into our church, if we need the Spirit of God to come into it, we need to understand ourselves by doing communication. Communicating, that is when an effective mastermind is when the communication is effective. And one of the way of if being effective is one party need to listen while the other one is talking. When the other one stops talking, the other party now listen. That is how it is. Not two parties talking together. This one will be talking and that one will be talking. That is nonsense. That is nonsense, my friend. If you want to make it in a shorter time, you need to do what? Operate on the spirit of mastermind. Do you understand? I just believe that this radio show today will help you. Just use this month to look for good people with good mind. That's why even when God told Moses, he said, choose 70 elders. He told Moses, he said, look, I want to help you out from this. Choose 70 elders. You don't need to do this alone. Choose 70 elders with good report, and I will take your spirit and put upon them. He was talking about mastermind. Choose 70 people that will work with you with the same spirit. He said, just choose them. I will take that spirit so that they will understand you. They will understand your vision. Because that is just more than only Joshua and Caleb. Now, I want 70 people that will work with you, that will understand you like Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb understood him. That's why they followed him. They even talk like him. Joshua followed Moses to everywhere. Because of what? He understood Moses very, very well. He became his mastermind. That's why even when Moses died, Joshua took over and walk like Moses. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? That is the spirit of mastermind. Having people in harmony with the purpose you put in forward. In your church, you can have those kind of people. Not people that will fight you. Those people in your inner circle. Take time to select them. Don't select that one that's opposing you. There's somebody that's fighting against you that doesn't want to even hear your dreams. No, forget about that person. Forget about that person. Don't waste your energy on that person. Take your inner circle, that one that will even is ready to fight and die for you. I'm telling you, he's ready to die. He's ready to walk with you to any level. That is the one you need to use in your mastermind. That is the one in your inner circle. It may just be one, it may just be two, it may just be three. Don't three, what millions? Whatever, I want you to say, it may just be three. That three will be able to get others along. Do you understand? But I want you to understand today, it starts from the family. Work with your family. If the entire family of the earth today can listen to this message, they will understand that it is very, very easy to live a perfect marriage. I'm telling you the truth, it's very easy. If only we can communicate. Communication is the basis of any marriage. Your wife wants to hear you talk and tell her something. And your wife also wants you to allow her to give her own opinion. Because we are one flesh. Nobody is the head this time around. Forget about the system. A man is the head. This is, no. Everybody is the same because we are of one flesh. The head cannot function without the eyes. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If any part of the body misses, you always find the effect. So understand it now that for you to achieve your dream, you need to form a mastermind group. And your mastermind group can be just your wife. Your mastermind group can be collective of people who really understand your vision and is ready to work with you to achieve your goals. I just believe that tonight you've gotten something. And I want you to understand that God will place this in your mind, in your heart, and you succeed with it. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever is listening to me tonight or this evening, I pray that you will open the door of blessings upon their life. You bring the right people into their life in the name of Jesus. You bring the right people into their life. You bring the right people, the right persons to work with them so that they can achieve their goal in a shorter time. I know you will do this in Jesus' name. I know everyone that is sick is healed today. Everyone that is listening to this program today is healed from that illness in the name of Jesus. I know this few months that is remaining, your blessings is upon everyone that is listening to this show in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of disappointment. I rebuke every devil, every wicked one fighting against this one is listening to this program today in the name of Jesus. November is your month of blessing. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Friends, I will see you again next week, Monday, exactly 5 p.m. Tune in, and I want you to understand God has something special for you. And I want you to understand also this program or this message is recorded. Today is recorded, so you can always go there, download it, it's free. Just enjoy it, give it out as gift, and I know your life will never be the same. I'll see you at the top. Success is yours. Bye for now. Thank you.